Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
the Lord has made, and we're going to do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, there's so much going on around about us in this last hour. You must keep your focus looking to the cross and looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith in this last hour. I tell you, there's so much going on in the church world. I mean, everything is changing, the new world order. There's something different now. When it's a new world order, I mean that the world is ordering something different from what they had. It seems like ever since 9/11, and I mean, things have really just been changed. You know, it's like an initiation or something for the, you know, for the United States, all across America. But we've just seen so much change, you know, after the 9/11, you know. First of all, you know, with the Pope saying that there's a new world order, you know, the Catholic system, Pope, there's a new world order. And then after that, we heard Bush Sr. saying there's a new world order. And then after him, we heard his son, Bush Sr., Bush Jr. saying there's a new world order. And then after that, there was Obama. And he comes with, there's a change has come. And yes, when you just look around, oh, what a change has come. And it's not just come to the world, you know, system, but, you know, the one world church. That's what they're trying to build up right here, you know, change the church as well. Not just the world changing, but they want to change the church. Everything around you has been turned upside down. What was right is now wrong, and what was wrong is now right. There's a verse, a reverse to this curse. Oh, yes. But we're going to come at 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16. But like I was just saying, you know, there's been a great change since 9/11, you know, and you can just take, just sit back and evaluate things, you know, and look at the puzzle, the pieces to the puzzle will let you know where you was to where you are today. You know, like I said, you know, the Pope, you know, with the, is a mother church, you know, the Catholic system, mother of Holland, you know, the Vatican, you know, with, you know, Dagon hat, everything. You look at the church system today has changed to that oneness, which Catholic means oneness, has changed the church. Now everybody looking like the Catholic. Lord have mercy. You know, the Catholic system was like, you know, they just did rituals, and you see all these churches now with all this garb on, you know, Dagon hat and stuff. And you need to read the story about Dagon, you know, the Ark of the Covenant being brought into the house of Dagon. You know, you cannot bring what's sacred into the devil's house, you know. And, you know, the Catholic system, which means oneness, you know, they will lot of paganism and occultism and rituals and, you know, just in and everything goes, you know, and, you know, how the Catholic system ran, you know, like, you know, they don't really think of being married to Pope, you know, or anything, you know, and God made man, and then he made Adam and Eve, you know, to be husband and wife, so, you know, the Catholic system and the nuns and everything, they can't get married, and, you know, and Father John, he don't get married, you know, and, yeah, well, anyway, you see where I'm headed, but anyway, now look at the church, you know. The word of God say, you know, he's giving everybody free will. So why is it, you know, that people are trying to get you to, you know, to be with the one world church, the Catholic system? You know, why you just can't continue to worship the true and living God? You know, because Dagon is in the house. You know, the spirit of Dagon is in the house trying to take over. You know, they brought the Ark of the Covenant, which held the stones and, you know, Ten Commandments and in it. And they brought it into the house of Dagon because, you know, the devil don't want, you know, to do what the word of God said do. And that's right, you know, live by those commandments. No, we're going to do away with commandments, do away with the word of God. We're going to do whatever we want to do. That's that do thy will, own will. Doctrine of Aleister Crowley and the J.D. doctrine, but, you know, we ain't not going to go there right this minute. I want to get into the Word of God quickly so that we can get through some things today, but I just want you to know that the pieces to the puzzle are all coming together if you really, really watch what has taken place with the New World Order and, you know, and then Bush, you know, he was saying he was a Christian. And, you know, and you can look around and see that he was not. He was a part of the bones and skulls, which represented death. That's why I believe there was initiation, you know, with the 9/11. A lot of people were saying, you know, he knew that this was going to take place. And if you roll back some of the tape, you know, you would see what he was saying. It's like he already knew about what was going to take place. You know, so, yeah, do your research. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you don't get in and dig and see what truth is. But, you know, like I said, he was talking about he was a Christian. Then all these churches and stuff, you know, opened their doors to, you know, him coming in and he bringing death in the church. You know, all the young people wearing bones and skulls all over their bodies, which anybody knew. You know, that when you see bones and skulls, it represents death. Why in the world would you want death? You know, but churches allowed him to come in, you know, with this free, this faith-based money that he had to offer the church. And we should have said no. They should have said no. But no, they hid and got big, and they want their own empire, you know, trying to build these big, fancy churches, you know. You know, the disciples asked Jesus that, well, who's going to be the greatest? You know, everybody want to be great in the eyesight of man. He said, who's going to be the greatest? Jesus said, there'll be one stone left upon another. Oh, everything is going down. But the word of God, they should have said no. Okay, well, we're going to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. This is what they should have did, the body of Christ and the you know, the men and women of God should do it. You got to stand because the seducer is here to seduce you and reduce you down to their level. And we can look at the church today. They really have been seduced for taking this money. And it reduced you away and divorced the Lord from money. You know, it's just like, you know, when Judas betrayed Jesus, it was all behind what money. And, you know, even when, Delilah and Samson. It was behind money, you know. Everything, you know, people just turn in and, you know, give in, you know, for money. Anything, in and everything about money. Oh, my God, but it won't do you any good in the end. You might be feeling like you have a pleasure now, buying your homes and cars and, you know, your tailor-made suits and all that stuff, all that mess going down. With everything that's going down but the word of God. And we're trying to get you to see the pieces to this puzzle, how it's all coming together. But everything going to go down, you know, but the word of God. And it says, take heed. He told, listen here, unto thyself and unto the doctrine, the teaching. Come on. Why is it seducing them? Came and seduced you away from truth today. You know, why are we no longer obeying truth today? Why are we no longer watching and praying today? Why are we no longer staying alert today? Why we can't see the enemy? Why we can't recognize the devil when right in your face? Why you can't recognize it? Because you've been seduced and reduced from the word of God. He said, and unto the doctrine, the teachings, continue in them. He didn't tell us to let it go, leave it. Oh, it's new now. Oh, it's changed. Oh, the old way is done away, and it's a new thing. Now get with it. Oh, no, no, no. He says in this word, Paul was talking to us. He was telling us what the word of God, you know, what God had told him to give to us is the word. He said, continue in them. Don't let it go. Don't say it's new, and I crossed over, and it's a new transformation now. Oh, you need to get with the new millennium. No, no, no. He said, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself. This is what you have. You're going to stay safe. We stay with the word and stick with the word of God. And, you know, don't get with this new age stuff. Don't let the devil come and change you and twist you and change your belief system like he did Adam and Eve in the garden. The snake went to her and talked to her and told her, you know, you ain't got to do what God told you to do. Don't pay him no mind. Basically, this is what he's saying, you know. So don't reproduce and reduce like, you know, like Adam and Eve was. And why did the serpent come to Eve first? Oh, there was a reason why the devil always tried to come to the women first, because he know, you know, sometimes, you know, as women, you know, we kind of like, okay, honey, we be asking you what you think is best. But in that story, Eve didn't ask Adam nothing. Adam didn't ask Eve nothing. She just listened to the snake and did what he told her to do and brought in doubt to her. And then after she did it, then she gave the man, Adam, some. You know? So when you get... You know, you get off track, and then you want to give it to somebody else. Ain't that something? Well, anyway, so the serpent went to Eve and seduced her, and she reduced from what God told her to do, because they already knew what God had told them to do. Told them to eat of every tree in the garden, but the one in the midst of the garden do not touch. You know, be careful what you touch. You know, be careful what you get into. Come on here. You know, but anyway, she didn't listen, you know, and then, you know, the enemy brought in doubt to her, and that's what it happened to the church today. Doubt has been brought into the house of God. They doubt in God's word. They're not standing on God's word no more. They, you know, doing their own thing, you know, and that's what has taken place in the house of God today. They're doing their own thing and not doing what God has told us to do. The church has not kept the assignment that God has placed over her. It said, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear it. So that's why we're here at the Ready Church, trying to help you to get your focus back and go back to the word of God and read the word of God for yourself. Dig in there like never before and see what God's word says. Why are these pastors no longer preaching and teaching the same thing they were preaching before? The word of God said continue in it. I mean, anyway, we're coming from, I just wanted to read that little part, but we're coming from the fourth chapter, the first verse. I want to start there. It says, now the Spirit, he's talking about the Holy Spirit that was speaking through Paul. He said, look, now the Holy Spirit, that's what we're have the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, speak expressively, mean clearly, importantly, that in the latter time, which is the time we're living in right now, the last days, the fulfillment of the end time prophecy, just read, and you can see where we are today in the end time. You know, in the end time, prophecies, it's already been spoken of. These things right here that's taking place has already been told to us what's coming to pass, what's going to come and seduce you and reduce you away from the word of God. That's why he told to watch, to pray, and to stay alert and stay ready, because no one knows the moment or the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. That's why he told stay alert. Stay on God. Stay on watch, dude. Watch it for your soul, because the enemy is coming in to seduce you and try to take you out. Try to take you out. The devil don't love you. He is cast down to the earth. He's cast down to the earth. That's where we are at, on the earth. And let's go to Revelation right quick. Yes, he's cast down here on the earth. Revelation 12 and verse 9. Hold on a minute. Let's try to get it here. Oh, yeah. It says, and that, and the great dragon was cast out. The dragon, Dagon, dragon, anyway. Uh-huh. They are similar, huh? Anyway, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels, a third of the angels, was cast out with him. So now you know you live on the earth, and he said he came to deceive the whole world. So that's why he was telling us to keep our guards up and to watch and to pray and stay alert, because that's why Satan was cast out to the earth to try to deceive you. You know? Oh, yes. Well, anyway, he has to deceive you. Let's get back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Yes. And it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall what? Depart from the faith. Leave the teaching that we were taught. You know? Leave it. The word of God for fables, for untruth. Look at the church. Now they're telling you you can do what you want to do. You can dance, you can gamble, you can talk, you can talk, you can bump, you can do it all in the house of God. He was telling us that the seducer was coming, to bring you and to take you away from the faith, to take you away from truth. You know what I'm saying? The latter time, the some shall depart from the faith. Depart from the name of Jesus. Depart from what you were taught about the cross. Jesus came and he died and he rose again. He lived, he rose, and he died. He lived, he died, and he rose again. The devil's a liar. That's what he did for you and I. He came to restore us back where Adam and Eve didn't do what they were told to do, didn't continue to do what was, was seduced by Satan, change their belief system. But what they believed God when he placed them in the garden. They believed everything he said. They were doing everything he said until the serpent came and started talking to him and then brought in doubt on Eve. Just like Jake came and talked to the women. Why did the serpent went to the women first, went to the woman, went to Eve first. Jake came to the woman first. Woman, thou art loose. And that's what Satan did. He came to Eve and he said, woman, thou art loose. From what God has told you to do, don't believe it. You don't have to receive it. You can touch that tree in the middle of God. And that's the same thing Jake did. He came and came to the woman and said, woman, you are loose from the church. You're loose from what God said, do. You don't have to dress modest no more. You just be loose and do whatever you want to do. The Aleister Crowley, Jay-Z doctrine through the serpent. church to seduce you and reduce you away from the word of God. And he used some of these preachers that was already ordained for such a time as this. Jason called ever since he was 17 years old, come from a little town in West Virginia, say they didn't have nothing. But yet he said at 17, 18, 19 years old, he was and been all around the world. Where did he get the money from? He was bought. He's a bought servant. He's a bought servant. Human agent for the devil. That's exactly what he is. The word of God says, you know, some shall depart. Some. He didn't say all. Not all of us have departed from the word of God. He said he got 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal. Sometimes you feel like you're the only one standing, but the word of God said he got 7,000 have not bowed to Baal. You know, doing, you know, getting polluted. You know, going to Babylon, just doing whatever you want to do. He got 7,000 that have not bowed. You know? Can't you be one of those? Can't you stand? It's all about your soul. He says that your house may be saved. You know, you and whoever you minister to can be saved from destruction. He says, who has, come and taken you away from the cross, the teachings of the cross, that Jesus came and died and restored us back where Adam and Eve, fell. Jesus came to restore us back. That's the purpose for Jesus even coming, to restore us back. He paid the price with his blood on the Calvary's cross, on the cross of Calvary, to bring salvation, to salvage us. You know, we were savage, you know, junk. You know, because of all the junk that we came with. We were born in sin. But you don't have to stay in sin. You know, all the trash that you accumulated. It's just like, you know, in everybody's house, they got a trash can. That's where you put the trash in. Inside the house. That's trash. And over the years, we were born in sin, and we put a lot of trash on the inside of us. Then Jesus come in there and wipe it out all in one moment. All you got to do. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Save my soul before time is too late. That's all. I believe that you died on the cross, you came, you died, and you rose again just for me to restore me back where sin has separated us from the cross, separated us from Jesus. From God. Jesus came to restore us back. Sometimes I just go excited and just trying to rush and try to hurry up and get something in because I'm only up here for, you know, like half an hour. But anyway. And the cross brought salvation and victory through Jesus Christ, through his blood. And that's why the devil wants to talk about the cross, you know, and stuff. But he said, giving heed to seduce the spirit. Giving heed, listening to seducing spirits. Don't listen to these seducing spirits that are out here today. Jake got over on his show, his church. It's a show. Yes, that's the same. Got her up there. Know that she's a new ager. So they're talking about Jesus. What about Jesus? How disrespectful. And then she said, I'm a Christian, but you don't have to be one. And if you don't know how to be a Christian, I'll show you. And then she's talking about her favorite scripture and didn't even know what it was. Come on, y'all. Wake up. The seducers all around you. Her own network is the New World Order. Backwards. Everything's been reversed. The devil's a deceiver. Come on, look at the picture. Look at the pieces of the puzzle. Just as clear as your face is in the mirror. It says, giving heed to seducing spirit. What is a seducing spirit? It's an evil spirit. It's a demonic spirit. It's a religious spirit. These people, most times, all they talk about is philosophy. Head knowledge. Things they, you know, from their head. Not the word of God. That's why they changing over talking about, you know, you don't have to do it like that no more because it's in their mind, you know, you don't have to do what words they do no more. You know, just do what you want to do. Man's philosophy. Scientologists. Inner consciousness. you know, whatever your conscience, let your conscience be your guide. Come on. No, let the word of God be your guide. It will guide you from earth to glory. Do you want to go? Anybody want to go to heaven? Oh, my goodness. Now they're telling you there ain't no heaven, ain't no air. The inclusion from Cotton Pearson, which, you know, he told you all of them were just like him. When you look at them now, yes, they were all just like him. They believed just like him. They include in and everything in your life. Just get rid of Jesus. You don't need him no more. Tired of waiting on Jesus. I heard he was coming. I'm tired of waiting. Now we're going to do what we want to do. Get JC and them ain't the only one can have a Rose Royce. Those preachers want everything they see now. It's just flesh is a mess. Nothing good in the flesh. That's what the word says. Yeah, giving heed to seducing spirits, which is evil spirits and religious spirits, making something seem like it's real. That ain't. You know, make you think truth is a lie and lies are truth. That's a seducing spirit to try to reduce you and seduce you from truth. Itch your ears. Do what you want to do. That's what people don't want to hear all the time. I just want to do what I want to do. You know, your children say, well, I can't wait till I get grown so I can do what I want to do. I won't have to listen to mom and dad and them. I just do what I want to do when I'm grown. I can do whatever I want to do. And it's the same thing with the church now. They just doing what they want to do. I ain't got to listen to my Heavenly Father no more. I ain't listen to the Word of God no more. I can do what I want to do. And see what doing what you want to do with it. It's just like sometimes you tell your children they're running with the wrong crowd and they're doing the wrong thing. They're getting into drugs and selling drugs and doing drugs and everything. And, you know, I just want to do what I want to do. And that consequence for you doing what you want to do, it brings destruction in your life. It takes you down a path that you don't want to go and a path you should not go and you would not go if you stuck with the Word of God and did what you were supposed to do. You got to listen to somebody. Then you hear people tell me, don't judge. Well, let me tell you what judging is. Judging is making decisions. And that's what we all do each and every day of our lives. So I don't hear that. Not listening to that when people tell me, don't judge. Because they don't know what judging is. You need to read your Bible and you'll find out what judging is. And get your dictionary and find out what judging is. Oh, my God. Yes. You know, the seducer come to reduce you and seduce you, to entice you, you know, to take the believers away from truth and take you away from the faith. That's why the devil, that's what he's trying to do. That's why the Word of God said faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. That's how you build your faith, is by hearing the Word of God. And the devil knows that. That's why he's trying to take you away from the Word of God. Because he knows that's how your faith is being filled up, by hearing the Word of God. But if they're going to preach the Word of God, then you won't hear the Word of God. And then, you know, you won't even know where you are yourself. You know, it's just like when T.D. Jakes was standing up there, and he was like, it's getting hot in here, and back that thing up, and people were standing up, giving him a, oh, my God. Like, oh, they put a hand all over their mouth. They know what he was saying was not right, but nobody stood up and said anything. We should have got up and got out of there right then, but I bet you're still there right now. Because he don't reduce you and seduce you, and, you know, with all this cussing and all this, you know, sex, you know, acts in the movies and Hollywood, he done brought in all this stuff, and people just sitting there, you know them now, you know? And the medicine ain't working no longer. The medicine of the Word of God is not working no longer in you. Oh, my God, because you let him seduce you. You don't got none. Oh, my God, wake up, people. Revelation chapter 2, and verse 3, 7 times it says in there, he who has an ear, he's talking about not just some ears on the side of your head, but your heart, you know, because what goes in your ear goes to your heart. Look, he that has an ear, he said, I'm trying to tell you something, he that has an ear, let him, first of all, let him hear what the Spirit saying to the churches. He's talking to us today to get back on track listen to the seducer. Maybe you slipped and maybe you fell. Get back up. Get in the Word of God and say, just like David, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. I've gotten off the wrong spirit. I don't listen to this stuff, and then I done got polluted and foul. But I know that there's no sin or nothing that I've done that you won't forgive me for and cleanse me from. All right. In this chapter, it says, you know, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It's the working of the Holy Spirit that reveals what's going on and what's going to happen. And whatever the Holy Spirit says will come to pass. And it will come to pass. Okay, he's saying in the latter time, and this statement refers to the last days, in the latter time, in the last days, we're going to look around and see who's living in the last and evil days. The end of the church age, yes, the end of the church age, because this is not the church we see today. This is not the church age. No, it's not. This is the filthy age. This is the mother of all the age. This is the Catholic system everywhere. You could have never got black people to put on this stuff that they got on there, the Dagon hat. Come on. It's a dark hat. You're making dumb decisions. It's a dumb hat. You remember people used to go around in the room and take the students with them hats on to one room to the other and see kids be laughing. You know, it's the dummy's hat in churches. What in the world? You let your guard down. They're doing a lot of dumb things, crazy church. They kind of get a thing called a crazy church. All I said is, yes, church has gone crazy with all this mess in it. Hip hopping and bebopping and Roger Rabbit and, you know, the Harlem Shake and all my goodness. All this filthiness that was in the world, in the club. The church looked like a club now. That's why the club was invented. For your sanctuary of your flesh. For your flesh to just do what you want to do, shake it all in the, in, you know, the lights down and all in the corner and be there for hours and don't even realize because of the music you're listening to. That's what the club was made. It's a sanctuary for you to go and feed your flesh. Just let flesh have its way. But now, look, they done made the church look like a club. And that's what they're doing. They feeding their flesh. They letting it have its way. They're dancing on the altar. Preachers wearing Superman suits. What in the world? Superman ain't real, and you ain't no Superman. Jesus is the only superstar, because he's the one that made the bright morning star. He's the only star. So they need to get somewhere to sit down, get on your knees. You can get back on your knees and cry out to God, Lord, save me, deliver me, and cleanse me from all this filthiness that I don't open up in my life. Preachers and pastors and stuff, man, to tell you know, you say you go to. Do what I say, do not what I do. But the Word of God says you got to be a doer of the Word. You just can't preach the Word to me and not live it. You know, he talking about he like R&B. He would have never, years ago, said he like R&B because he knows if he had came in like that, y'all would have never followed him. See, the devil's cunning. He's slick. Come to seduce you and reduce you to now you don't even care. He's telling you to come on and get with Hollywood, you know. You know, even they were asking him, say, well, is it easy to get into Hollywood? You know, he was like, no, but, you know, basically he said you can play your game and get to play your cards right now, they you can get in. It's a game. You know, it's all a part of that little pyramid just set up, you know. But you don't have to be a part of that. We're supposed to be a part of the body of Christ, not a part of the body of the world. Doing what they're telling you to do and reducing you and seducing you, and your ears so itching now that you want to do what you want to do. No, we got to do what the Word of God says. He said, continue in my word. Let my word abide in you. And you abide in the word, and the word abide in you. Come on, church. Read your word. The devil's coming to hinder you. We're living in the last evil days. Oh, my goodness. Before the millennium reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. the word of God saying the book of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 18. Because this is where the church is. Revelation 18. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Revelation 18 and verse 2 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is falling. It's fallen and become a habitation of devils. The churches have become a habitation of devils. Just doing all demonic type of things. Pastors running it with the women in the church and leaving their wives and remarrying and having sex with children in the church and men with having sex with them little boys. And oh my God. And one time that's all you heard was before the New World Order. All you heard was the Catholic Church, the popes and the priests and stuff was having sex with the young boys. And it was falling down, you know, it was coming out. Babylon is falling. Come on. He said it has become a habitation of devils in the house of God. And holding every foul spirit, every counter foul spirit, preachers cussing. People fussing and fighting in the house of God. You can look up on the internet. I mean, got something fighting in the church. That's stuff you did in the world before you got saved. In the wilderness, in Egypt. That's what you were doing there. Why are you doing it in the house of God? There's a foul spirit. It's in the house of God now. Is there a cage of every unclean bird and hateful bird? A cage. Trap. People are trapped. PC. Every hateful, not good, every hateful bird, every spirit, every foul spirit in the house of God. Oh my God, let's go back. Go ahead first. And the problem is the Holy Spirit ain't even being mentioned no more. Ain't nobody talking about the Holy Spirit. Don't even exist in the church no more. Oh no. Nothing holy. Everything unholy. Holy hip hop. What's holy about hip-hop? Nothing. Nothing holy about hip-hop. You crumping and bumping. Nothing holy about that. Every foul spirit is in the house of God. You can get the strangers out. Oh, my God. In the Greek, the word latter means after war. At the last of all what's being said is that the church of the last great apostate of the church age is what we see today. Okay, what was the seducer coming to seduce you and to take you away from the faith, your faith in God? You don't have to believe God no more. You have to believe in Jesus Christ no more. Come on, wake up. Even the president making mockery of the things of God, the word of God. Come on. And then people met him in the pulpit, too. They met Bush in the pulpit. You saw him at In-A-Law up there hugging him. Yeah, he gave him that money. Yeah, he got excited with the money. I guess he started using the money to try to use and abuse them young boys in the church. And he had to pay. Yeah, everybody has to pay, don't they? What is the sin is death, everybody's going to pay. That, you know, just saying it. He said, come out. Jesus came to restore you back. To the cross. Yes. To the things of God, to the word of God, the truth. Lord have mercy. You know, when he said depart from the faith, he's talking about, you know, just separate you. And there's a departure from the faith today, from the word of God. It takes you away from the faith. You know, people ain't talking about the living word no more, the living God. The truth. Talking about everything they want to talk about but God. You know, what Mally music he's singing. And, oh my God, that music, that sound. There's a terrible sound in the house of God. It's the sound that was in the wilderness. It's back in the house of God. They done brought it in the house of God. The sound from the world is in the church. The church don't even look like a church. It's like a movie theater. You know? Just change everything. Don't want nothing to remind you of the church. You know? Just bring all that filthiness in. You know, and then a lot of these times we got the people going to the movies, and Hollywood is all about Hollywood in the church. Everybody wants to be a star. They're standing on the star, you know. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Standing on the star has been driven, drawn on the cement. Well, Lord have mercy. Everything gonna go down. You want to be able, you want to be great in the eyesight of man. When man can't do nothing for you, he can't save your soul, he can't heal your body, he can't do nothing for you, but lead you down the wrong path. That's why you need to stay on that straight and narrow path, which is the word of God. He said, few be defined that. You know, everybody say, oh, it's a mega, mega, what you want? I want a mega. Yeah. Well, Jesus had a host to follow him, too, until he told him to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. And they followed him no more. He was left with 12 out of the mega. Oh, yeah, when you tell people the truth, you know, he thought, no, nah, they're going to depart. They were winning for them, for the fish and the loaves of bread, only for what they could get. And when they, you know, when people can't feed their flesh and it don't satisfy them, they're going to walk away. They'll help you carry the cross for a little while. Say, boom, this cross too heavy. I can't carry this cross no more. I can't do that. I can't deny my flesh. No, this is just too much to carry. You know, denying myself. That's too much for me to do. Self-control, no, I can't control myself. Oh, yes, you can. Because if you couldn't, then the word of God wouldn't have told you to do it. Control yourself. Self-control. Oh, yes. But I'm telling you, it's just so much going on. People departing from the faith. And, you know, we got, it's just a comedy show going on in the house of God. They laughing at everything about the word of God today. You know, that old, you got to do that old way. You know, they singing the songs of Zion and stuff. Don't y'all do that. Don't sing the songs of Zion. Y'all just sing y'all secular. You just come on, sing me secular song with us. Just have fun. Let's have games and let's do lion dancing. You know, let's just shake ourselves loose, Biggie said. Shake yourself loose. Just loose, loose, and loose, loose you all over the place. It is a shame. It is a shame what's going on in the houses of God. It is really a shame. Laughing at the word of God. Just dismiss the word of God. Just dismiss truth. I don't want to hear that you tell people what the word say. No, I don't want to hear that. Don't quote no scripture to me. Oh, you don't want to hear the word of God? Well, then you ain't got God in you anyway. If you don't want to hear the word of God, what you got in you? It sure ain't the word of God. Huh? It's not the word of God you got in you. You got something in you, but it sure ain't God. You know, because he told us to love not the world, neither things are in the world, because the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not in you. So if you're doing what the world's doing, enjoying what the world is enjoying, that's why you don't want to hear the word of God, and you don't have it. You don't have it. Without biblical doctrine and teaching and stuff, you're just like a ship without a sail. You're just in the middle of the sea without an engine. Oh, yes. In the absence of the doctrine and teaching of God, is the absolute price in your life. Ain't nothing but Satan. You serving Satan. There's only two kingdoms, kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan. You need one or the other. You're not in both. Oh, no. The message of the cross has been, you know, attacked and dismissed today. You know, oh, no. Y'all ain't, No, and that's the, you got to understand it. That's what's dividing, the dividing line between, you know, us and Christ, you know, is the word. You know, you don't want to live the word. It's the church of the apostates today. You don't want to live the word. You don't want to do the word. You're rejecting the word. You're rejecting the cross of Jesus. That he came to die on for you. You're just rejecting the blood of Jesus. You don't want to feed the blood. You don't want to call on the blood. You know, say, I plead the blood of Jesus. And Satan, I rebuke you. Because that's exactly who it is. If it ain't God, then it's the devil. And you need to call it out. Call it what it is. If you don't embrace the truth of Christ and him and being crucified and the resurrection, and proclaim the great truth and the meaning of justification and sanctification for you, then you're going to be lost. Your soul is going to be lost.